Mobile.
Zero TR, QRZ.
You kidding me?
I knew I'd get a sucker. I mean, another amateur. That's what we always used to say back in Kansas. Give your call and say QRZ, and that meant anyone, anywhere.
I mean, you know, that's the way I've always assumed. If you throw your call out there, that you're ready to talk to anyone, anywhere. And that's the way it is.
Not to be specific, but you have heard the description of, I assume.
I know what it makes, too.
Mate. Hi, Dave. I'm just goofing around here, and I got a lot of pain today. I don't know if it's the front or what, but a tremendous amount of pain. So I decided to come up here and look for someone's melodious voice like yours, and I was looking up the contest corral for tonight. There is a 160-meter contest, I believe, this weekend. This is N0TR.
I can't seem to find that website. I thought I saved it in my favorite places, but what's the name of that website?
You know, I flunked hooked on phonics.
Well, you're a lot of help. Well, I'll figure it out. I know I saved it. I thought I saved it on my iPad, but when I go into the shack there, I have a laptop, and then it's on Logbook of the World, and I have my my tablet. I have it on QRZ, and so I can, you know, use either one of those to look up a call. And I talked to a guy in Slovenia. Is it Slovenia? Am I pronouncing it right? The second largest city starts with a K. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, in Slovenia the last night on 40 meters.
Slovenia, but make no mistake, I may be wrong on there, Dave. That's what it looks like, and it's very, very, very common. And Croatia, 9 Alpha is another one that is extremely common. And I used to could quote you names from there. I just haven't been as busy lately. And they're one of the most common on the band, and some great operators. That website is www.arrl.org/contest-calendar. There was another thing I wanted to give you, the tip of the day. Go to CQ magazine and buy their calendar, Dave. And yeah, you'll say it's too much, but it ain't. It's about $12-$13, postage included, when it's on sale, and it is now. I bought one for my new amateur friend that just got back on after 20, 30 years, and sent it up to him in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He was really surprised. That calendar is indispensable. Even old Cheapy Rusty's got one. And it tells you all of the different things that are occurring during the month. And it's got big squares on it where you can write in them if you want to. And it's got a picture of a different amateur every month on there, and their families, and sometimes their antennas. I used to love the one they did of antennas all over the world. It was fantastic, but they don't make it anymore. But get the CQ amateur radio calendar, and you just look at that. And I mark the days off on it every day, actually. But it'll tell you every single contest and thing of interest that's on at all, Dave. And contest calendars in your QST every month, about the middle of the magazine, about, page 75, if you get QST.
The thing I get is tennis magazine. Imagine that. So, if ARRL has the contest calendar, then that's good enough for me.
Week worse than Rusty does. Gee, Bernice is getting ice out of the ice thing over here. And I'm sipping on a cup of coffee. She'll be done shortly. I always can tell Rusty he's tight. But I think he's more frugal than anything. But at any rate, you'd love that calendar. And you should subscribe to QST, the ARRL. That way you can use Logbook of the World and keep track of your log and get credit for it. Don't bother with EQSL, any of those. Any of our good friends around here tell you the same thing. It's okay, but it isn't ARRL. And as an amateur, you should belong to that, or I'm going to have to come down and slap you around a little.
Well, Bugs, and I'll join.
Buddy, and you're sounding more like Rusty all the time. It's 48. Somebody's sandbagging.
Now, it's 48 bucks in 40JC. It's not 40 or 50. It's on the roundup side of 40, 45, I should say.
You might as well say 50.
And I'll say you're tight, Dave. You're just tight. You spend that much restringing your tennis racket once a week. But I'll shut up, not say anything. But I had a star on the wall for you. I'm going to take it down.
Take it down. I had a boss tell me one time. He said, "I'm putting you on my list," and he pointed his finger and stuck it in my face, and I stuck my finger in his face. I said, "You put me on your list."
Gary, I think he needs an attitude adjustment.
I wasn't like giving him one. He thought he was something else. He was a ham radio operator too. He's Silent Key now, but he was I can't remember his call, but he was a ham radio.
I think his name was Oni. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Hey, I've had some guys I worked for in the past that people asked me when they passed away. I wonder if I was going to the funeral. I said, "Yeah, I'm going. I'm make sure you're dead."
That's terrible. Oh my goodness! Make sure he's dead, huh? They had to see it for themselves.
Well, don't you remember Johnny Cash singing that song about the guy that was getting ready to retire, and he said, "Oh, Oni." And I think that he was going to make up for all of the bad days that he gave him. But that was a good song, Oni.
When it's been a long time since they have. David, that was terrible. I had a guy tell me that years ago, and I thought it was the funniest thing. He said he worked for a guy. Said he liked working for Attila the Hun. He said he was a tyrant. And he said, you ain't passed away a year or so ago. I said, "Well, you didn't go to the funeral, did you?" He said, "Yeah, I did. Because I wanted to make sure that blank, blank, blank was dead." And I thought that was one of the funniest things. It's terrible, but it was one of the funniest things. If you knew the guy that told me that and the guy he worked for, you'd know, you would understand.
Well, let me make sure I have it here. Well, this guy, Lincoln, I think was his name. And he, it was at Roscoe Supply, and the selling appliances, mainly the contractors. But every now and then somebody would walk in, you know, off the street. And he had a TV in the paper, and he had the wrong picture of the TV. He had the correct model number under it, but he had the wrong picture. And a guy came in with the paper in his hand, and he pointed to the picture, and he says, I want that TV for this price, because it had the price up there. And I had to sell it to him. And it was below cost. Now, I didn't know what the TV cost, but Ed did. And he came out there with a card and said, here's what we paid for it. And he said, you're going to have to call that guy back and tell him he's going to have to bring that TV back. I said, you can call him, but I ain't calling him.
You did the right thing. And if that guy depressed it, it could have been made that way, too, legally. Well, Dave, I didn't know it was that much now, but it's like the NRA. They just keep raising the prices all the time, and they run some people out of it. I belonged to the NRA all my life, but now they have one where you can get it for us old folks, finally, and it's not near as much, but you still get your membership. And besides that, I don't agree with everything the NRA says, so I don't really care. I don't like them paramilitary weapons, but that's just my feelings on it. But the ham radio part is good, and you get a lot of really nice benefits from ARRL. But they're running people off if they're getting up that high. That's ridiculous. I bought that magazine for a friend of mine up in Kansas one year, a few years ago, and he never even bothered to tell me thank you. And so I never ever done it again. That kind of soured me on that. He could have at least said thank you, because it wasn't cheap then. And I did buy my 85KX a calendar this year, and I've bought several people those off and on. I'm sure Rusty said he got one. Those are really great calendars, and they used to be even better than they are now. But CQ Magazine did that with me. I used to subscribe to it, but it just got out of hand. They're just too expensive. They're more expensive than QST is, Jerry. Go ahead, just send 0TR.
They have problems with delivery. I see what people complain all the time about getting the CQs delivered on time. And I subscribe. I'm an ARRL member and have been off and on for a long time. It is expensive. I'm also a member of AMSAT, amateur, satellite deal. And it's $50 a year, and you don't get much out of it at all. They've just thrown money away putting up satellites that have failed for the last 6 or 7, 10 years. They really hadn't put a functional satellite up on their own in a while. The leadership's going to have to change in order for that organization to get straightened out. And the same thing with the NRA, too. But I will tell this little story about, it kind of goes along with what David said about selling something below cost. I worked in a gun shop back in the early 70s, part-time, when I was going to school. And we had a guy in there that, and Tom will understand this, we had a guy in there, we were a weather dealer, and a pretty big weather dealer. We had the Vanguard, which was made in Japan. It was about $199, and we had Mark V, which was about $650 or $700. But one of the guys there at the shop, he'd been working there for several years, he sold a weather Mark V Vanguard for $199. And the owner of the store was not particularly happy about that. And of course, we didn't get it back or anything like that. The owner wouldn't do anything like that. But the guy that sold that thing, though, man, he was embarrassed. We wouldn't let him get around him after that. He was so embarrassed by it.
Well, those Weatherbys were for the rich. And they were almost all of them were hybrid calibers, like 270 Weatherby Magnum and that, and they used real high pressures, and But their stocks, you can recognize them a mile long. Go ahead, Dave.
I use that term very loosely for one particular amateur on the frequency right now. But anyway, I'm going to bail on you and I'm putting my pony in the barn and I'm going to go inside the house. And I'm sure my wife's got something for me to do. So y'all have a good one. The 73's, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CPA, go ahead and pick it up, Jerry.
I assure you, gentleman applies very loosely or even not at all to me. So it's not just one, it's both of us, I would assume. And you know what that means. But anyway, have a good afternoon, good talking to you.
No respect for his inferiors. Superiors, Jerry. Well, I always tell people, Dave, when it comes to people like that out there, I worked with one for many, many years, and I always tell them, you know, the good Lord had to vent too, so he had to create a few alpha hotels. I'll leave that up to you to figure out the phonetics on Dave. Have a good day. KB4CBA and 0TR.
Aren't you getting your shot this afternoon?
No, the daughter actually went down to the hospital and did some talking to him and found out some specific things we needed to know. And I finally convinced her that they said if you had an appointment that you were not supposed to come in early. But she found out that you can if they have vaccines available. They might give you one. But I didn't want to go down there to that Kmart. That's a zoo. And Greer, they're just open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I just soon wait. Bernice has got to go on the 25th. Or wait, is it 25th you go, Mom?
Yeah.
February. And I got to go March 10th. And I got the Q code, you know, that square-looking, funny hieroglyphic code. Everything's all set up, and we're staying away from everybody, and things have been working out. Yes, I'd like to have more people around, but you're still supposed to wear the mask and social distance. And, by the way, our masks, if you include that filter that Bernice puts in them, Jerry, are three layers of thickness, and they're recommending two if you can now. But so I finally, she's just looking out for Mom and Dad and wants to get us in there because, you know, I've had so many lung surgeries and congestive heart failure and yada, 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 that as my doctor said one time, he said, "You're not high risk, Tom. You're extremely high risk." And coming from the doctor, I tend to take his word for it.
If you got some type of chronic conditions, more than two or three chronic conditions, and I have similar things, don't have anything that serious, but that's one thing I didn't understand about the over 65. I don't understand why they didn't do over 65 if you had more than one or two chronic conditions. That would have covered a lot more, not everybody, but that would have covered a lot of extra people here in the state. But I know my sister-in-law got hers. I mean, she's in her because she works as a school counselor, I guess, at a private school in Duluth. She got hers already, and her husband got his because he's over 65 in Georgia, and her daughter works as she's going through her occupational therapist stuff now, and her son is a fourth year resident, so they've all four of them have. I think the daughter has. I may be wrong about the daughter. I know the son and her husband have gotten their shots.
I think that's fine, especially for EMS and doctors and people that are out there on the front lines. But I think guys like me that are, as my doctor said, you're sitting on the fence, Tom. It can go either way with that heart failure. And that don't worry me. The good Lord's granted me a lot of good years. But so far, I'm hanging on to my own. But I've been putting off things that I probably shouldn't put off as far as testing and that goes. But for the most part, I've been staying up with it. But I think they should have taken the people with the chronic diseases that were over, that were 70 and over, right after, you know, EMS and fire and police, people that are out there. But that's where they goofed up. They started letting everyone walk in, and that's when you get swamped. And as far as I'm concerned, that's when you get disease spread. Crowds, that's just a no-no. I don't want any part of a crowd. That's why we go shopping extremely early and get in, get out, stay away from people. And the idiots without masks on, we stay a long ways from them.
And it's one of those things that's just extremely disorganized. This time, at least this part of it has been. I've been pretty disappointed in the way it's been handled, especially with all the vaccine that they got and then they weren't able to inject it. And compared to, and Georgia's done a great job, but Florida's done a really super job there. And they let the, you know, instead of having, they started out early letting people like Publix and other companies start giving the vaccine out, doing it in, and they just got in and out in a hurry. They didn't have a lot of people, you know, they had a lot of people waiting in line at the beginning, but now I don't think it's quite as bad as they, you know, I think they vaccinated more per capita than anybody else in the country.
Got more senior citizens than anybody in the country, just guessing. But South Carolina hasn't been receiving the vaccines like they're supposed to. I mean, I noticed one day there they got 10,000 just recently, and they'd ordered, I don't know, we'll say 53,000 or something like that. And so, and then you got, I'm going to give me a hat with this on it. It says B period S period Biden, you know, sucks. I shouldn't say that. But BS stands for that anymore rather than the other an acronym. But he's trying to take credit for everything that Trump did. And that vaccine would not have been developed in that length of time had it not been for him. I don't agree with everything he's done, but he done a great job with that. And if he'd just learned to keep his mouth shut. But for them to try to take credit for it, and it's just pitiful. But I don't want to get into politics. But they're trying to get more vaccine out there, even OBS is. And we'll hope that that part's successful. I did read that Johnson & Johnson's didn't work out as well as they predicted, and I didn't read it all. So take it with a grain of salt. They said it was 66% effective, and that's not near as good as these Pfizer and Moderna is.
B12 shot today, and the nurse that gives me my, and it's just a little small place, there's usually only one person in there anyway. The nurse that gave me my B12, she just got her. I got her vaccine yesterday, I think. I don't know where she got it in Greenville. She was just in and out. She had to wait 15 minutes afterwards, I think, time in order to make sure she didn't have a reaction. But since she'd been a health care provider for years, yeah, she knew what to look for. She said, with anything at all. And I think she had the Pfizer vaccine.
And it doesn't have to be cryogenic. I think the Pfizer's got to be 90 below zero, but don't quote me on that. Somebody the other day said 200, but no, that's wrong. But I think it is 90, but the Moderna doesn't have to be that low. And, well, I know down here at the VA, they had the capability, and again, take this with a grain of salt, of 70 below, but they couldn't accept the Pfizer vaccine because it wasn't cold enough, And the people in the know down there said that they had all this time to prepare, and they hadn't. So that kind of gripes me, because I could go to Columbia, but then that's 250 miles round trip and wait in line, which I can't do, and then another 250 mile round trip, and I would rather just stay quarantined. I'm not crazy about driving to Columbia.
Say, if you drive to Columbia, it would be considered crazy. Especially at my age, I'm not far to get into that kind of traffic either. But I think the how rapid they got the vaccine developed, I think that was a shock to just about everybody. I don't think they had any idea they'd get it out that soon. And, you know, that's no doubt in my mind. Yeah, the man, you know, put his foot down on the gas and got him to do it. I'm sure there's a lot of money involved in it too, but I don't think anybody was expecting the vaccine to be ready to be put in somebody's arm that soon. I think these state governments, just a lot of them, just weren't prepared at all for the for the amount of people that they were going to be able to. I don't think they thought that they'd have to start doing it until March or April, and I think it shocked them they had something ready that early. I mean, it surprised me, and it's amazing they could get something that soon. That tells you what can get done when you get private enterprise involved in it and get them pushing, you know, put some money up front and get them pushing, you know, getting it done, you know, what they can do without going through all this, you know, red tape, going through the fast track and stuff through the FDA. And I mean, I think it's pretty amazing.
My nephew still does that for four companies, startup companies that are affiliated with Kansas University. Mike has donated 15 years to them free, and he lives in Boston, and he's a medical scientist. And let me change this thing over here and turn this TV off. It distracts me. He was the CEO of a drug company, and it took 10 or 11 years to get through the phase three. And during the last phase three, there was one guy down there that caused that to fail. And that was after about 11 years, which took that company down instantly. And it was a MRI imaging contrast agent. And it was already selling in Japan. It was already selling in Australia, in England, but they didn't approve it here. So, yes, he done an amazing job getting that through down there. I think you got to have a little fear of a guy like him, and I think they did. And he got it done. And the fact that it was this new RNA technology, they already had some experience with these other viruses in the past that could cross over to this. So they had a lot of R&D already done on that particular, shall we call it a gene or whatever it is, the virus. And so they had a leg up there also. But it is a new technology. I think, they said the flu this year has been way, way, way down. Well, the reason the flu is way, way, way down is because everybody's wearing masks now, Jerry.
Believe that, plus the hand washing and all the other things people are doing that compared to years past, it's just one of those things that if you do the right things, it's pretty obvious that it helps in more than one way. And I know for sure, you know, we took our flu vaccines this year anyway. You know, if y'all are like us, you get the more powerful vaccine that's got a more antibodies in it than the regular vaccine does. And I tell you, we've been doing it ever since they ever since they got that, took that live virus out, I've never had an issue with it. But the one that hurt most was the shingles vaccine. That thing hurt now. And that, and the pneumonia vaccine, my wife had a time with, it really hurt her arm. She was in pain for 2 or 3 days after she got her, I think it's her second pneumonia shot. It was, it might have been the first anyway. She had one of them, and it was pretty painful.
Same experience there. It's smarting. There was no question about that, Jerry. And but you tell these people, there's so many of these conspiracy theorists out there. I had a guy ask me last night in an email that I've known for years that is as common as an old shoe. He was the manager of the place I took motors to get rewound all the time, Atkinson Industries, and it was out in the industrial park. Extremely smart guy, and especially with motors and generators, they wound them for power plants and everything else, and all the coal mining companies. And Tony asked me if I was going to take the shot or not. So he's been reading that stuff. In the same way with the flu shot, my son-in-law's mom, she'll sit there and you'll tell her, hey, I'll call Mike, and Mike's the CEO of a drug company and a medical scientist, and he'll tell you, you cannot get the flu from the flu vaccine because it's a dead virus. You know that. I know that, Jerry. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I get the flu every time from the flu vaccine. And there are people out there that are that way. I'm not putting that in my body. And as I say, they walk among us.
Anti-vaxxers out there, there seem to be more and more of them. And there's no doubt in my mind that some people have reactions to them, you know, maybe because of the preservative they used in some of them in the past, or you know, you might have an allergy to some component of it. If you've had an allergy, you don't take it, but there are other methods of doing it as well. But when they still had that attenuated virus years ago, now, it would make some people sick. Now, people had a good immune system, it didn't. But if you had a weakened immune system for some reason or other, it would make you might have run a little fever, and you can still do that with even now. Some people have reactions to them, but 9 times out of 10, well, maybe a lot more often than that, you just don't have any reaction to it, or either it's just a sometimes the mind is a powerful thing, and it's like a placebo thing where if you think you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick.
And yes, in the old days, you could die of it, and even with the polio vaccine, for years there with the flu vaccine, there was a few people died from it because it was a live virus. But you can't get it from this now. It's a dead virus. And there, well, here's a good one. I've had every lie on this earth said to me about smoking cigarettes. Now, you know, with several members of my family dying of smoke-related causes, including my mom, my dad, my sister, and other ones, I had a fellow here that's a very good friend tell me that he had read where, and his wife had the COVID virus, and she didn't hardly get sick. And he said, Tom, he said, I've read where, and she chain smokes Marlboros. And he said, I've read where her smokers aren't affected by that virus as much as other people. But to the same token, I had a friend that was a ham radio operator, and like I said, I could tell you 100 different lies. And he said, the tobacco won't hurt you. It's what the government's putting in it. I don't know, Jerry. You're not, as I say, they walk among us.
Interesting. I didn't know. I was talking to my nephew about this. He said, you know, the thing about smokers, he said, what it does, it actually raises, because of the way the nicotine attacks your system, it actually raises your immunity to some things. It actually raises your lymphocyte level, but in other areas it's harmful. And he said it's the additives they put in it years ago to make it more addictive. That was more, even made it more addictive and more harmful. And he said tar it does it. He said, it's just not good. I mean, you might as well be inhaling from an exhaust pipe. I mean, I smoked early on and for a few years, and I can't even be around it now. But the evidence is just too convincing for me to say that. Some people may smoke into the 90s and be okay, but yeah, that's a rarity. And then other people may not smoke at all and got it secondhand, or who knows? It's just really, you know, you don't know how much exposure they've had to other to smoke-filled environments or things like that either.
Pictures of lungs from people that smoke, and they're black, and it's disgusting. And I feel sorry for them. But the nicotine in the old days was a lot worse, and it wasn't regulated. And I can believe that in the old days. But it's more addictive than cocaine, they say, and I can believe that. My dad smoked 4 packs of Cool Regulars a day there at the last, just before he had his last heart attack. And my sister did the same thing. My older sister, not my younger one, she was a teacher. But my older sister told the doctor, don't ever mention that again about quitting smoking. And she had diabetes. And Dr. Rogers said that she really got mean about it. And less than 30 days later, you know, diabetes is exponentially worse. And less than 30 days later, she walked into a real estate meeting and fell out of the chair dead.
That's addictive. There are some people I've known over the years that could, you know, smoke casually, you know, smoke a few cigarettes or a pack of cigarettes and put them down for 6 months. And there are other people, it just takes one or two, and that's it. It's kind of like some of these other addictive drugs. Some people, you know, I think that's a different story. You know, it's kind of a different plane, but a different level of addiction. But you know, I've known people that could do that, but there's not very many of them. My dad had a hard time quit smoking, but when I did, I just put them down and never picked up another one. I didn't have any withdrawal symptoms. I hadn't been smoking very long, though, but I didn't have any withdrawal symptoms or anything like that. Just picked them up and lost interest in them after that. That was the end of it.
A friend that was a firefighter, and he had a bad heart attack, and they had to bring him back 3 or 4 times. I think 4, actually. Kenny Sellers was his name, up in Kansas. And Kenny told me himself, he says, they told me he had to stop smoking. And he said the wife took everything away. And she caught him in the closet one day sniffing his clothes in order to get the smell of the cigarettes. And I had other friends, and one of them in particular, Al Gennardi, you go down in the valve division, which was attached to our machine shop, and I'd go down there to set the big water valves and work on the welders and such, and whatever needed to be done. And you'd see him lift up his hood after he was welding with LH-70 underneath that hood, or even stainless, and he'd have a cigarette in his mouth underneath that welding hood.
You referenced the thing I saw yesterday about Otis and the loaded goat, with the goat ate the dynamite, ready to go kablooey. That doesn't sound very smart, but anyway. But I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things. I think the less stuff you do like that, the better off you are. I know it's probably, you know, my mother-in-law had pulmonary fibrosis, and she developed renal cell cancer that got into her, spread to her lungs. But that pulmonary fibrosis, and no doubt in my mind, she was exposed to asbestos at some point. She was a school teacher, librarian, actually. They were doing some school renovations, and she used a vacuum cleaner that had been used in one room where they'd done some ceiling work, and I think there was asbestos in that vacuum cleaner. She used it in her room. No doubt in my mind, over the course of years, she got exposed to asbestos somewhere, and that's what caused part of her problems with her lungs.
Right. amazing. Well, I just got an email here. It says, what could be cooler than pulling up to the gas pumps to the wonderment of everyone around and getting out of your brand new Lamborghini that you just purchased with your National Football League signing bonus? And I guess the gas pumps were empty. That would be a jolt. Shoot. Well, Jerry, I need to go out and check the birds again. I'm showing 52 degrees in the sun, and it don't feel like it. 27 degrees, or 27% humidity outside. And, let's see, the wind is gusting from the east up to 9 mile an hour. Last night it was gusting up to 25 miles an hour about 10:30. And that's unusual. Usually they die down by then. Catch you down the line, Jerry. Nice reminiscing about the old days. I won't say the smoking part wasn't the good old days, but I can tell you some amazing stories about that. Oh, yeah, my dad smoked till he was 95 and blah, blah, blah. Well, the good Lord blessed him, that's all. I don't get it when you know full well with technology today, no matter what you say, it ain't good to breathe in smoke. Humans weren't made for that. Take care, Jerry. Oh, this is N0TR. Clear on your final, Jerry.
Talk to you later on, baby. I got to run outside and wave an antenna around. I got a satellite flying overhead in about 20 minutes or so. I'm going to see if I can catch somebody on. Have a nice afternoon. I'm going to have to bundle up. It was cold this morning, but I'm going to put on a nice warm jacket, go out for about 10 minutes or so in the sun and see if I can catch someone. Talk to you later, Tom. M4DJC clear.
Yeah, you need to take a tape recorder with you sometime, Jerry, and tape that. It would be interesting to hear. I can't wait till we can get together one of these days down the line. 73, Jerry. This is N4 DJC and 0TR.
73 time. N4 DJC clear.
This is KO4 LAP. Quick call. How you doing, Tom? It's Brian A. I heard you say the other day a couple of times while I was listening to you that it was your birthday, and I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. A little belated.
73 of them, and they don't seem to be de-incrementing any, or iterating, or whatever they call it. Well, good to hear you, Brian. I talked to Amy longer than ever today. Usually it's a text, and that's it. And she was trying to see about getting us in for our COVID vaccines, and she enlightened us with a lot of good information. But we didn't get in, but that's okay. We got appointments coming up. How's your day going?
Not too bad. I'm finishing up. I got a fun meeting here at the end of the day. We're trying to meet at a brewery. Well, it's going to be Habitat over there on Woodruff Road right across from GE, but they're closed because the owner's got COVID. So we're going to try Iron Hill over at Haywood Road, talk about a few things, business, and drink a few beers and have a few laughs.
I think when Amy's group goes, they go over to the Harley-Davidson place.
Yeah, that's definitely a common Wednesday night thing, and they have a good time over there. I've been over there with a few times myself. It gets a little loud in there and a little crowded for me, though.
Too. And I don't like Amy going over there, but I don't say nothing. And Scott don't either. I mean, don't say I said that. But, it's nice to have a drink with a few of your friends, and that's what they do. And I mean, there anybody from engineers to from the maintenance department to the engineers go over there. I met one of those maintenance guys one time out there by the test cell, and he started describing the test cell to me. Wow, that was a wonderment of everything. It's just unimaginable the size of that motor that turns that test stand out there.
Yeah, something on the order of 60 megawatts for that big motor. It's huge. And then you add in the, you know, the gas turbine behind it, you can really generate some power. Unfortunately, we just take it all and make air with it and vent it all out. But it is pretty impressive. Pretty, you know, a lot of brilliant minds went into it. It's been pretty useful to us, and we've been able to get a lot done with it. It's pretty cool. We're going to use it one more time, I think about June, July time frame on another machine.
Question I had with our esteemed, you know who running the country now, are any of the wind turbines built here anymore? I used to go down there, and that whole parking lot would be full of nacelles for wind turbines, and they had a test stand for them. I just figured that being Biden's approving it, all the money will go to China or Korea or someplace like that.
Well, we still make them. You know, GE's still in the business. They don't make them here in Greenville anymore. I think they've shifted everything down to Schenectady. They make the, both the nacelles and the blades down there in Schenectady now. There is the you know, the renewables business, the engineering, the sourcing, a lot of the finance people. They're still here in Greenville. They work over on Butler Road in a rented building over there.
It's pretty fascinating. Now, we need more nuclear plants is what we need, but it's still nice that they're building those. I think they went from 3.5 to 5 megawatts there at the last. I actually went in there one time and was pricing one for the hospital that I worked at, and they actually let me in the door.
I think it's kind of a, maybe it's a three-step process. I think the first thing they got to do is get off of coal and get to gas. You know, the gas is much, much cleaner, much more efficient, and much more plentiful and cheaper than any other fossil fuel there is. And they get off of gas, then they start building nuclear. Like you said, I think that's probably the most sensible power source there is. And in the meantime, they can play with renewables, but windmills and solar panels aren't really going to get us very far ever, I don't think, no matter what we do.
Not economically feasible. You're absolutely right, Brian, and you're a million times smarter than I am on that. But the nuclear plants, the lead time on them, they need somebody like Trump in there, like what he did with the vaccine to get it through. They have got the technology now to keep from blowing us up, shall we say. And they have such things as miniature nuclear reactor. Russia's even got one online. They have pebble reactors, I think they call them, that are impossible to melt down. And, you know, it's not like Three Mile Island out there now. But, you know, the average guy on the street hasn't been around like I have and seen what giant leaps we have made in PLCs and artificial intelligence and things of that nature. That was a man-made mistake out there.
Yeah, they keep getting safer, they keep learning. And even Three Mile Island, I mean, in the big scheme of things, it wasn't a Chernobyl, you know, not even close. It's like everything else. Like you were talking about the vaccines and all the misunderstandings and all the propaganda out there and people that are against it for no reason, and people are convinced, you know, and can't be convinced otherwise that it's bad and they're never going to let it happen. It takes a lot to fight that in any technology, I guess.
Understatement. Oh, I clicked on this thing here, and I'm watching this this guy that weighs about, maybe 300, 400 pounds, trying to climb out of his Lamborghini at a gas station. That's pretty hideous. Shoot. I got it in an email. But, people need to be educated, and instead of this BS that they put on the news at night, they need to have these technologies demonstrated and shown and the why of it, and then I don't know if they'd understand it, but the power grid is something that continuously needs to be updated because the load continuously increases, and you have to stay ahead of it with the grid and the gas, natural gas. That's a great way to to do it, like you say, like GE's a big contributor to that, and it's a cleaner thing. I think that they could actually make the coal-fired plants a lot cleaner. They did somewhat make them cleaner, and I remember that one up at Lacine, Kansas. I forget how many million ping-pong balls that thing had in it. Somehow they were involved in the scrubbing of the coal. And then there's coal slurry that they was going to make to where it could be reused.
You get a bunch of smart people together, and there's nothing you can't do, really. I mean, I think some of the things that were, you know, that have been done throughout history, like, you know, the making of the atomic bomb or even winning World War II, you know, it just takes a bunch of smart people. You get them together, going to the moon, you know, get them together, and you can really do anything. It just takes dedication, you know, maybe a leader like Trump, maybe a leader like John Kennedy, but somebody has to be beating the drum and kind of insisting on it, and the people will follow, and they'll put their heads together and make it happen.
John Kennedy, I thought his attitude and his greatness was there. But you're not going to do that with 80-year-old people up there running the government. They need some youth in there, some people with backgrounds in technology. But, you know, they can't do it. We got the best politicians money can buy, and that's what it takes.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. It's unfortunate. There really is a gap between, you know, the 80-year-olds and then, you know, in the Congress you got 30-something-year-olds, and there's really a gap between them, and I really don't know why. I know personally I don't think I could last a day in that environment, but there are people I know that probably could that are my age, and they should probably be stepping up and leading instead of having the 80-year-olds do it.
You're right. I'm 73, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't want me, well, I get things straightened out real darn quick, ask Amy. But in reality, it's too late. It was too late for Biden. Trump, he was getting up in that era, too. We need some fresh blood up there, and we need them to do something besides sit around and say, well, I'm going to pass this, whether you like it or not, and get along. There's no, I haven't seen anything go up there where they had bilateral communication. It's just terrible. And it's disgusting to us old-timers to see the direction that it's causing our country to go, which so many guys died for, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's really depressing for all of us, you know, no matter what your age is. And I'm hearing more and more people get frustrated about it, and I guess that's what it's going to take. As they get more frustrated, they'll realize something has to be done, and eventually we'll have the right people step up doing the right things.
Yeah, their interests are just not where they should be. You should be looking at leaders that are technologically great, and not just the one that has the most money, and engineers, scientists, you know, it ain't going to happen. Ain't no use whining about it. It ain't going to happen. But at any rate, at least the sun's out today, Brian, and it's great hearing you. I was just going to go out and check out our new chickens. We got 8 new speckled Sussex, and it's still mighty breezy out there with that northeast wind, but I got to go make sure they're getting out there and getting fed and watered. They're real, real shy.
Well, take care of those chickens. It is a beautiful day. The wind's not blowing too bad where I am, so maybe it'll settle out everywhere. I don't know. But looking forward to a great weekend, and you have a good one. This is KO4LAP, and I'm out. 73.
Pleasure's all mine. Enjoyed it as usual. And you take care and be safe out there. KO4LAP in 0TR73, and I'm going to be QRT and clear.